It's the TED Radio Hour from NPR. I'm Guy Raz. And today on the show, we're asking this question. What's your biggest fear? Can you describe the day of a launch? Like, what happens on that day?
Oh, yeah. It's beyond butterflies.
This is Chris Hadfield. He's
an astronaut, a retired astronaut. I was 21 years an astronaut. I've launched off the planet 3 times.
And the thing about those space launches, the odds of a catastrophic accident were 1 in 35.
It's like a that feeling in a roller coaster, I think, where you get into that little chain thing that drags you up the hill to make the ride begin.
Right.
And the closer you get to the top, you see more and more of the world, and there's sort of this, okay, nothing bad's happening right now, but this process is leading to something. And our process is like 20 years that leads, so it's 20 years of chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka-chunka up the hill, and that last day is where suddenly you come over that crest, and you're away. So you wake up in quarantine somewhere where they've been protecting you from catching a head cold. I don't know, there's sort of a wedding feel to it of all of these practiced and unusual places where there's a whole bunch of expectant people and you're wearing clothes you don't normally wear, and it builds. It builds in complexity, and it definitely builds in danger. Until finally, after all of the preliminaries, you are wearing the right outfit, and you're sitting in the right seat. There's an enormous amount of fuel gurgling and then jostling in the tanks down underneath you, in between you and the Earth. And somewhere there's a spark, and bam, some unseen giant just stuck his foot in the small of your back and is now hurling you with a lot of vibration and very little pity.
Huh.
And you're along for that ride.
Some shovels and bricks through the sound county.
So what's the scariest thing you've done, Chris?
The scariest thing I've done is ride a rocket ship to space.
Today on the show, what we fear. Ideas about making sense out of our fears and the possibilities we find when we actually embrace them. And over the next hour, 5 TED speakers who reveal the things that scare them the most. Like,
just people. What people are thinking.
One of my most vivid fears is being on a plane imagining it crashing.
I'm scared of speaking on the phone.
Is there anything that you're afraid of right now?
No.
Ground control to Major Tom.
So, in the case of Chris Hadfield, he probably never would have made it up there in the first place if he hadn't learned something about fear and really how to deal with it. Oh, and if you were wondering, Chris Hadfield is, in fact, that astronaut.
This is ground control to Major Tom.
He recorded a pitch-perfect cover of David Bowie's Space Oddity on the International Space Station, and he was one of just 200 or so people who have ever been on the space station. Chris Hadfield picks up the story from the TED stage.
It's an amazing experience, but how do you deal with the danger of it and the fear that comes from it? How do you deal with fear versus danger? And having the goal in mind, thinking about where it might lead to be able to launch and go help build a space station where you are on board a million-pound creation that's going around the world at 5 miles a second, to be able to look down the jaw-dropping gorgeousness of the turning orb like a self-propelled art gallery of fantastic, constantly changing beauty that is the world itself. And you see, because of the speed, a sunrise or a sunset every 45 minutes. for half a year. And the most magnificent part of all that is to go outside on a spacewalk. You are in a one-person spaceship. That is your spacesuit. And you're going through space with the world. It's an entirely different perspective. You're not looking up at the universe. You and the Earth are going through the universe together. And you are holding on with one hand, one link to the other 7 billion people.
Do you remember a time early on in your career as an astronaut where, like the first time that you were afraid of something? Not just nervous, but afraid.
Yeah, fear is a autonomic reaction to perceived danger. I mean, if they grabbed you right now and stuck you in the cockpit of the space shuttle and said, "Okay, we're launching in 15 minutes,"
I would say, "Stop! Don't!"
And if you and you can't stop it, and if you touch any of the wrong switches, you kill yourself and everybody on board. Then you would be rightly terrified. But in our case, it's the opposite. They say, "Okay, you're pre-selected. You're choosing yourself, but also, 15 years from now." We're going to put you in the cockpit. We're going to teach you so much about every single switch that you will know them more intimately than anything you've ever known anything in your life. And so you're so aware. It's like you're playing a harp. And I think if someone handed me a harp and told me we were now playing in the symphony, I'd be kind of terrified too. But if you spend the years in advance, it becomes more like beautiful music that you're part of and less like just a daunting, scary, petrifying thing. And the only time I really remember that happening in my career as an astronaut was watching a huge meteorite burn up in the atmosphere while I was in orbit.
Wow.
I was looking down at the world. I was looking at Australia at night, which is nice because everybody lives on the coast. It's kind of like a necklace. But I was looking at Australia in the night by myself, and then a big meteorite came blundering into the atmosphere. And at first, my reaction was, oh, look at that, a shooting star from space. And it was a big one. It took several seconds to burn out. So it was quite scenic. But then immediately after sort of marveling at the beauty of it, I recognized that that was just a dumb rock from the universe that was probably going, 20 miles a second, that just came screaming in between me and the planet. And it could have just as easily been 100 miles higher and smucked right into the side of us, a completely random event that I couldn't have done anything about, no matter how much I train, that would have obliterated our crew and our vehicle right away. And that, the randomness of it, the lack of ability to do anything about it, that sent a shiver up my back of just straight animal fear.
Why do you do it? I mean, why take the risk?
I think if you're going to take any risk in life, if you're going to expose yourself to any danger, it's worth asking why. For me, if I'm going to take a risk, I want it to be for a purpose. I want it to have a reason and also something that I have some control over so that I can help be master of my own destiny and fate, at least to some degree. That's sort of the essence of exploration.
The last time Chris came back from space, it was in a Russian capsule called the Soyuz. And he was hurtling back to Earth at 755 feet per second.
And in essence, you are riding a meteorite home. And riding meteorites is scary. And it ought to be. But instead of riding into the atmosphere, just screaming like you would if suddenly you found yourself riding a meteorite back to Earth, instead, 20 years previously, we had started studying Russian. And then once you learned Russian, then we learned orbital mechanics in Russian. And then we learned vehicle control theory. And then we got into the simulator and practiced over and over and over again. And in fact, you can fly this meteorite and steer it and land in about a 15-kilometer circle anywhere on the Earth. So in fact, when our crew was coming back into the atmosphere inside the Soyuz, we weren't screaming, we were laughing. It was fun. So we came thundering back to Earth, and then eventually the Russians reach in, drag you out, plunk you into a chair, and you can now look back at what was an incredible experience. You have taken the dreams of that 9-year-old boy, which were impossible and dauntingly scary, and figured out a way to reprogram yourself, to change your primal fear, so that it allowed you to come back with a set of experiences and a level of inspiration for other people that never could have been possible otherwise.
Do you think most of our fears are irrational?
I think fear is good. I think fear keeps you alive. Mm. You know, if the saber-toothed tiger comes bursting out of the bushes, you want to be the fastest running person around, and you want, you know, to have superhuman strength and all the rest of it. But most people, through their entire lives, respond to a perceived danger, sort of amorphous danger. And we put it behind the category of, I'm afraid of getting married, driving a race car, I'm afraid of whatever. Yeah, it's easy to say. But in a modern, much more constrained world where the saber-toothed tigers very seldom come jumping out of the bushes, I should maybe try and change my caveman fear reaction to things if I can evolve it some and instead experience the opportunities that exist in life and don't let those primal fears be the main dictator of the life that results.
Astronaut Chris Hadfield, you can find his talk at TED.com. Did he ever, like, get in touch with you and say, hey, you know, nice job, or...
Oh, yeah, he said it was the best cover of the song ever done.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
Bowie
what
told
I thought.
You that?
Well, so, yeah, he sent us an email.
The
yeah,
best cover of Bowie ever from Bowie.
Well, I had a pretty good soundstage up there.
More stories and ideas about fear in a moment. I'm Guy Raz, and you're listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR.